escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Sitting here watching here in the studio, got the Giants and the Dodgers on. You know, I'm sorry, but if the big quake came and just, you know, crack fell into the ocean, would anybody really care? Tell your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles now. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars, and make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. My next guest will be familiar to many of you. He is a host on Newsmax, a best-selling author, and host of the Todd Starnes Radio Show, which is a nationally syndicated radio show that airs weekdays at noon. He's also a Fox News alumni, and he'll be coming to Wichita next Thursday, actually, on the 19th at the Sedgwick County Republican Party's monthly meeting at 6:30 p.m. Todd, thank you again for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Well, John, always great to hang out with you. Hope you're doing well.
I have to ask you, let's start with, and I know we're going to talk about the fact you're coming to Wichita here next week, but I want to start with what we've been seeing going on in Los Angeles, and now it's spreading to other states and cities, unfortunately. But, you know, you look at what's been going on across the country, and these protesters, these radicals, burning American flags while waving Mexican flags. And it just really is indicative of the left and their strange priorities, isn't it?
Well, I've said for quite some time, and I know a lot of people, you know, mock me for saying this, but I truly believe that our nation has been invaded.
Yeah.
And I think there was a purpose to all of this. Now, the Democrats want the illegals here to skew with the census numbers and with the redistricting and the redrawing of congressional lines. I get that. But I think there's another thing going on here, and it was interesting. A reporter for Univision was on CNN the other day and actually fessed up and said, well, ultimately, this is about the fact that California used to be part of Mexico and the southwestern United States used to be a part of Mexico. And, John, I really do think they want their territory back. I know we paid for it. We won it in the war. We paid them for it, even though we won that territory. But they want California back. They want the southwestern United States back. And I think when you've got 20 million illegals that have been allowed to infiltrate the country, my concern is, what happens if we start seeing these kinds of uprisings in other cities? Will we be able to contain those?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. She said the quiet part out loud. And I think both parts of what you said are correct. I think, yes, it is about the territory they want it back. But the more devious part behind this, people often say, well, why are Democrats so in love with illegal immigration? And you're right. It is about the census, because I saw one analysis recently that said, theoretically, if Trump were to deport all of the illegals in the country, it's 30 congressional seats. Imagine what that would do if the Democrats lost 30 seats.
Well, it's a fair question. Look, there was someone said the other day, 34% of the population in Los Angeles is foreign born. There's some belief that as much as 10% of the population could be illegals. You take a million people out of the population of Los Angeles and you're losing congressional districts. You're looking at Republicans possibly picking up some congressional seats there. So when you extrapolate from that what's been happening around the nation, and keep in mind, the Biden administration was very strategic in where they were relocating these illegals. Many of them ended up in Tennessee, which is my home state, a majority, super majority Republican state. But even in places like New York City, they were depositing illegals into communities that were actually Republican districts. And for example, the far reaches of Brooklyn, which is a Republican stronghold. So this is a pretty devious thing that the Democrats have done here.
You know, Todd, it makes you beg the question, what does the National Democrat Party stand for? I mean, right now they're out there defending this lawlessness. They're still calling some of this mostly peaceful protest nonsense again. And if you ask, if you think about it, I mean, we know Republicans stand for fiscal conservative policy, lower taxes, you know, the right to life, the protection of the Second Amendment, things like that. It seems like Democrats stand for Abrego Garcia, illegals, wide open borders, and biological males playing in girls' sports. What else do they stand for?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And the challenge with the Democrats is they are literally controlled. They're either controlled or they're terrified of the radical progressive wing of the party, the Ilhan Omars, the AOCs. Even David Hogg, as radical as that guy is, he's white and he's allegedly a straight guy, and he's a dude. And those things disqualify someone like David Hogg from serving in the Democrat Party. So that's why they're being so aggressive on all of these issues. And people like James Carville, you know, he's losing his mind because he knows these are losing propositions. You're dealing with issues where the Democrats are siding on, say, an 80-20 issue. They're siding with the 20 and not the 80. So I think the Democrats risk losing future elections unless the Republicans decide to muck things up with the BBB.
We're talking with nationally syndicated talk show host Todd Starnes. Todd, let me ask you a little bit about what's been going on the social fabric of America. You know, it's disheartening for me to see things like Sesame Street urging toddlers to celebrate Pride Month, you know, with their posts that they've been posting. You've got the NFL that came out and just did full-blown commentary saying basically that the NFL is all gay all the way. And yet the president finally saying, you know, hey, we're not going to do pride proclamations. And I've made it very clear to my listeners that my pride flag is red, white, and blue and has stars and stripes on it. I just don't understand. Again, this is an 80-20 issue, and it seems like so many are on the wrong side of the issue.
Yeah, when I heard the NFL's proclamation that the NFL is gay and queer, I know a number of tight ends and wide receivers were very nervous at that proclamation. As far as Sesame Street, look, here's what gets me. And I am a constitutionalist. I'm also a devout evangelical Christian, but I'm also a constitutionalist. And when it comes to my country, you're allowed to live your life however you want to live your life in this country. You don't have a right to force me to accept X, Y, or Z, but you have a right to live your life that way. My issue is when you go into the schools and you try and groom these children, you try and confuse these children, and that's what's been happening around the country. Look, when it comes to Sesame Street, Big Bird can pay his own electric bill. If Elmo wants to be tickled, have at it. It's a little pervy, if you ask me, but he can do that on his own dime. I'm just I am sick and tired of our tax dollars being used to fund a lot of this nonsense. But again, I think what one of the things the president has done, and it's really funny, and it puts evangelicals in a tough spot, because the president is a liberal on a lot of the big culture war issues of the day. But the president's overarching point is pretty much very similar to mine, which is, it's America, you live your life, you do you, just don't force you on me.
Yeah, and that is the way it should be. And yet, my take on it has always been that the left, this radical fringe super minority, doesn't want equal rights. They want us to embrace them. They want us to accept them. And they're not willing to give us the right to say, look, you do you and let me be me. That's not good enough for them.
No, it's not. And remember what Obama said after the Supreme Court redefined what God had already defined on marriage. He said to the nation, this is not going to impact you in the least. And that was probably one of the biggest lies of his presidency, because now it's a matter of being forced to accept. And if you don't, you're labeled a homophobe, a bigot. If you're the Southern Poverty Law Center, you're labeled a hate group, and it's a very sad thing. But again, I think President Trump is resetting everything. And I think a lot of these businesses that were being held hostage by the Human Rights Campaign and these other radical gay rights groups, they've come to realize, hey, wait a second, we can stand up to these folks. And look, the reality is that I would be willing to say that the majority of gay people in America feel the same way I do. They just want to live their lives. You know, they don't want to be grooming the kids. They just want to go and live their American dream.
Yeah, it's nobody's business. I don't care what you do in your bedroom. Nobody cares what I do in mine. And why do we have to display it, talk about it? I mean, I get you're prideful, great, but pride is also one of the seven deadly sins. So let's move on from it as far as I'm concerned. But Todd, you know, one of the other things, and by the way, thank you for having you had me on Newsmax last week to talk about what we've been dealing with here in Wichita with these protests. You're coming to Wichita here next week. If you were here on a Saturday, you'd see them. But, you know, we're starting to see some of the rhetoric getting out of hand when you and I talked on Newsmax the other day. And, you know, you were talking about the guy walking around with the severed, bloodied Trump head and some of the other rhetoric. This is just not acceptable. And yet you see, like what we've seen in L.A., Maxine Waters making excuses, Gavin Newsom, again, they're calling this peaceful protest. And I get it. Even what we've seen in Wichita, it has been mostly peaceful. But at what point does a severed Trump head cross that line, or does it to these people?
Well, I don't think it does. I mean, they're out there wearing the 8647
right.
Shirts. I mean, they were chanting that in Wichita. And you have people that are actually defending this nonsense. Look, this is unacceptable behavior. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican or a Libertarian. You don't go around, especially in this very volatile political situation, and call for people to be assassinated, especially when the president has survived not one but two assassination attempts. It's just unacceptable.
You've got a new book out. It's called Star Spangled Blessings. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, this is really a fun book, and this is number 8 for me. And it's this book is a collection of inspirational stories about America, devotions for patriots, 40 devotions. And I wanted to take folks on an adventure through American history and just explore some interesting stories about our founding fathers, about religious leaders, political leaders, stories that you may not be aware of. For example, Dwight D. Eisenhower was actually probably the most evangelical and devoutly religious president we've had in modern political history. And we tell a story about him. You know, a lot of people may not realize he was the only president baptized after he was elected to the White House. So we've got fun stories like that. And it's a whole heck of a lot of fun.
I didn't know that. That's fascinating. Well, and again, it's called Star Spangled Blessings. And if folks are interested, they can get a copy at toddstarnes.com. And they can see you. You're coming to Wichita. You'll be at the Sedgwick County Republican Party's monthly meeting. That's coming up next Thursday, the 19th. That's next Thursday evening at the doors at 6:30, and the event starts at 7, but you'll be here in Wichita, right?
It's going to be a lot of fun, and always fun to see our great Wichita friends and listeners. It's a great, great city you guys have.
Well, Todd, we appreciate you. Thank you again for joining us, and they can obviously find your show and more information about you and get a copy of the book at toddstarnes.com or next Thursday here in Wichita at the Sedgwick County Republican Party.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and you can also get it at your local Barnes & Noble or Books A Million.
I appreciate you again. Thank you again for joining us, my friend. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, John.
Well, we'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear from you. What did you think of this weekend's No Kings protests? What did you think of the 250th birthday celebration of the United States Army or the President's birthday or any of the other stuff that we've been seeing in the news lately? Studio lines are open 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Give us a call. Love to hear from you. We'll be back after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. AFP believes freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for everybody. You have the power to change the trajectory of our city and our country, state for that matter. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. And if you or someone you know is looking for a little work, want to do some door knocking, want to help inform voters, AFP is hiring for part-time folks for door knocking. You can also get information on that at AmericansForProsperity.org. And, of course, while you're online, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Nice to talk to Todd. He's just a great friend. It's been great to get to know him over the years, and it's going to be fun to have him here in Wichita on Thursday at the Sedgwick County Republican Party's monthly meeting. That's at the Wichita Area Builders Association at just there on North Main Street, across from just north of City Hall and the old Sedgwick County Courthouse. It's like a 500 block there. So, speaking of the Sedgwick County Courthouse, the Republican Party had some folks who were out not doing a counter protest on Saturday, but yesterday, just you know, kind of celebrating America, celebrating Flag Day and the birthday of the Army and the president's birthday. And I had a conversation with one gentleman who, you know, you could have gone down and joined the No Kings. You could have come out to join us. And I asked him, I said, so what brought you out here today? Why did you come to this, you know, event, to this rally, instead of going down and joining the Wackadoodles? And this was his answer I had to share with you.
So why did you choose this location?
Because it's the land of beautiful people and right people. It's not the people down there with purple hair and look like idiots, and it looks like a Star Wars bar. We're all freaks.
I mean, it's just perfect.
Well, you got a good crowd here today, that's for sure.
That is without a doubt. That is without a doubt the best answer. That they're just freaks with the purple hair, and it looks like a Star Wars bar. I mean, look, you know, I've been down there, and I'm sure I'll go down again to interview some of the folks that are down at these protests. And to their credit, they are at least mostly peaceful. But, you know, someone does need to remind these morons that the hate that they're filled with, and folks, they are filled, by and large, they are filled with hate. There's just a lot of animosity, a lot of anger, a lot of vitriol, and it's directed at, sorry to just be as blunt as this, but it's directed at us. If we voted for Trump, if we're quote-unquote MAGA, if we're Republicans, they hate us. And that's the sad part, because I don't hate them. I kind of feel sorry for them, and I kind of mock them and I laugh a little bit because I think they're ignorant, but I don't hate any of them. And it's just unfortunate that that's the attitude that they have, because they are filled with hate. And if you try and have a conversation with them, as you heard, you know, the last time I did the man on the street interviews with them, there's just not a lot of reasoning with them, and there's not a lot of reason behind their sentiments, behind their reasons for doing what they're doing. They're just angry. They're mad. And they need somebody, something to vent their frustrations to. So, you know, we'll go down and we'll do another man on the streets interview with them, because they're kind of funny. But, you know, they do it on every Saturday and on Mondays. And part of that's because I think they're 60s. Geriatric, you know, hippies who are now retired and don't have anything else to do, because Lord knows they don't have jobs. We'll take a quick break to pay a few bills, and then Emily Berning, president and co-founder of Let Them Live, will expose how Planned Parenthood has quietly become one of the largest suppliers of cross-sex hormones in America. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Want to remind you about our Odyssey app. If you're looking for a way to stay connected or listen to Odyssey on the go, you can download the Odyssey app or tell Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS radio. I was laughing because Phil's still trying to connect with our next guest, so we'll see if we can get her. But if you're looking for a way to connect or listen on the go, a perfect way to do that is with the Odyssey app. And of course, while you're online, you can like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer. Those are the best ways to stay informed and get all the latest updates on the show. Want to remind you as well, I know I mentioned it already, but the Kansas State Rifle Association has their upcoming meeting. It's their annual meeting coming up on July 12th in Topeka. Check out kansasrifle.org for more information. One of the things that we try and keep you updated on, and people, one of the things I know that Americans for Prosperity is out when they're door knocking and talking to folks about, is the judicial selection, because it's a major issue that's going to come up next year in the fall election. That will be on the ballot, is how we select our Supreme Court justices. Well, here's a little update for you that people may not know about at this point, because I haven't heard this. But last week, in secret and unreported by the media, by the way, secret, you know, I had not read anything on this at all. The unelected commission that picks our Supreme Court judges selected two unfit judges and a liberal attorney as candidates to replace retiring Justice Evelyn Wilson on the Kansas Supreme Court. Justice Wilson is retiring, and so there's going to be a vacancy. So the Supreme Court nominating commission met last week, and they picked three people, two judges that are wholly unfit and another liberal, in order to be the three names that will be sent to the governor. And it just demonstrates the complete lack of transparency and accountability in the nominating process. You didn't have a say in it. I didn't have a say in it. Kansas voters didn't. Hell, most of us don't even know that this has happened. And unsurprisingly, by the way, this unelected commission, who the left will say is fair and balanced and it's all based on merit, voted. It's all a bunch of progressive Democrats, by the way, voted unanimously for these three candidates. You can't get, I'm sorry, you can't get that many people to all agree on anything. And yet they all voted unanimously on these three candidates. One of whom will become Laura Kelly's fourth appointee to the Kansas Supreme Court. So our radical left-wing governor will have now appointed four justices to the Supreme Court. This is why we have to get this changed. It is time to reject this rigged system and give you the opportunity to create a more impartial court. You have no representation, zero representation on the Kansas Supreme Court, and you deserve better than a court of party loyalists who put their personal agenda, their politics, above our Constitution. And fortunately, next fall, you will have the chance to do just that. Because this is abhorrent to me. The lack of transparency here, the lack of oversight, the lack of even scrutiny. I didn't even know this had happened. I mean, Phil, have you even heard anything about this? I mean, you work here at the station. Have you heard anything? Has it been reported at all?
No.
How does that happen? I mean, how does that get out? How does we're a news talk station. And I did not. And I listened to KNSS. I never heard him report it once.
And this is something that it's like you're saying, it's just kind of flown under the radar.
Yeah, well, be that's intentional or, I mean, by design. But I just we have got to get this changed. And the only way that's going to happen is through, obviously, the constitutional amendment that's on the ballot next fall. But it's just terrible that we're having to go through this. Mm-hmm. And here we have once again this commission that's made up of, you know, nine people, but five of whom are picked by lawyers. So the majority, which means it doesn't matter what the others do. Mm-hmm. They pick them and that's it. You're done. It's horrible. There's just such a lack of transparency, of accountability, of democratic process. You know, you're talking about no kings. These are the people who are kings.
Well, if you're going to do, if you're going to elect others in a certain way, why are we not doing it with our judges as well?
Well, yeah. You know, the biggest objection that you hear right now is that we can't trust the voters. You can't trust. Well, if you can't trust them to choose, well, first off, that's how we've been doing it. It's how we did it for years in the state of Kansas for over 100 years. Mm-hmm. And it's how we do it at every other judge level. It's how we do it for our congressmen, for our governor, for our senators, for our legislators. But it's all of a sudden it's not good enough for the Supreme Court. I mean, it makes no sense to me.
I wish I had an answer for you. I'm just a guy behind the microphone.
That is true. I mean, it's... The bottom line is Kansans have the opportunity to pass this ballot measure and ensure that our laws prohibit these unelected individuals and, more importantly, special interest groups from ruling the courts. I guarantee you the ACLU, the Trial Lawyers Association, they're the ones that are going to be spending millions of dollars to kill this thing next year. And the only way that we're ever going to make real change is to get this to pass. And it was SCR 1611, which creates a constitutional amendment to abolish the Supreme Court nominating commission. It establishes the direct election of Supreme Court justices. It'll just go on a ballot. Mm-hmm. And I do find it kind of amusing that the left is out there saying that we can't trust the voters, basically. We can't trust you to make up your own decision because you're too stupid to vote on. That's basically what they're saying, is they don't trust you. You're too stupid to make the decision.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm the kid in the back of the class.
No. Yes. On. Timmy, go ahead.
Okay. So to make these changes, what has to happen? What's the timeline to...
That's it. It's next year. It'll be on the...
So the session this year is already done.
Done. It's on the ballot. It will be on the ballot. I think it's the primary. I don't think it's the general. I could be wrong, but it'll either be August or November next year. Gotcha. I believe it's on the primary ballot.
Okay.
But either way, it's August or November next year.
Not soon enough.
No. Clearly. Yeah, because they just picked one. Yeah. So now if they have actually picked that person, because this just got reported, I just heard this. Mm-hmm. So if they've actually picked the three people, then that will, I don't know what the timeline is. It's probably 30 days or something like that. Then they send those names to Laura Kelly and she has to pick one of the three names. And then that's who gets, it's just that simple. There's no Senate oversight. There's no, even the federal model has that, you know, the Senate picks and has the ability. No, none mm-hmm. of that. It's, you know, where the president picks and then sends them, the Senate has to, consent. No, goes straight to the governor and she has to pick one of the three. So if that's the case, I don't know what the timeline is, but it's probably 30 days would be my guess.
Yeah. Okay.
Something All like right. that. So, and I know that, you know, the press is saying that the commission provides, you know, that it's this merit-based and all that, merit-based selection, but we're the only state in the country that does it this way. The only state. There's probably a reason for that.
Yeah.
And it's not because it's the great way. Because if it was great, more people would do it.
Everybody else would be doing
exactly
what we're doing. Yeah.
Gotcha. Exactly. Yes. It's this opportunity that you will have next year, direct election of justices returns voting power to the people of Kansas. That's what it comes down to. We're going back to allowing people to elect and select their justices. It's how we do it at county level in many counties here in the state. It's the way it's been done for years. It's a model that works, and it's a model that works well. And we're giving power back to people to select, you know, the way it should be done. I just don't understand the objections here. The people who are defending the current system are the ones that are in power and want to cling to power, is really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I don't get it. Here, I just looked it up. Yes, it's looks like vote on the proposed change August 4th, 2026. So, yeah, it's the primary.
Okay.
So it's primary next year.
A little over a year from now.
Yeah. Which means there'll be a ton of money flowing in from the ACLU and other organizations next year. Trust me, there will be a lot of money. We'll take a quick break. Studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spin Ball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Looking for a little summer work? Got a kid or a grandkid that, yeah, will make a little money on the side? Americans for Prosperity is hiring. Got to do a little door knocking, get out, get some exercise, and help educate voters on the issues that are important, that affect them, especially leading into the fall elections. And, of course, you're making a difference and making your voice heard. You can visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up for information. Maybe if you're interested, you got somebody looking for work, great organization, a great way to get involved. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Don't forget, Thursday evening, the Sedgwick County Republican Party is hosting their monthly meeting with special guest Todd Starnes, who will be with us here in Wichita Thursday night. The doors are at 6:30. The event starts at 7, and that's at the Wichita Area Builders Association there on North Main. Should be a lot of fun. So make sure you come out. There'll be a lot of candidates there. It's just they're always fun. Those GOP meetings are always a blast. One thing that I want folks to realize, I know we kind of talked about it a little bit last week, but barely 4 months ago, Wichita voters, you know, rejected the $450 million school bond. And I know I shared with you last week that bureaucrats at USD 259 are already plotting to put another bond issue on the ballot as soon as this November. And you'd think... You know, fool me once. You'd think that after blowing $250,000 just to promote their last bond campaign, they'd, I don't know, maybe want to reconsider. But no, they're gluttons and they're greedy and they're arrogant. And in this case, the arrogance is off the charts. And I like to remind folks that you know, what they want to do. They want to build school buildings, as opposed to doing what they should be doing, which is putting money in the classroom, you know, paying teachers, actually focusing on outcomes. Because right now in Wichita Public Schools, just 19% of students are proficient in reading. 19%. When it comes to mathematics, only 16% are proficient. That means that more than 8 out of 10 students are not at grade level in basic subjects. Yet they want more of your money to build more buildings. And I'm sorry, folks, but more buildings aren't going to improve either of those numbers. You can learn in a trailer. You don't need a new building to educate. You need good teachers. You need to pay those good teachers. And none of this money is going to teachers or pay. So no amount of new money is going to fix this problem. Over the last 25 years, there's been no significant improvement in student achievement, and yet we keep dumping money into the school district. It ain't the solution. And I think that's the problem here. And the reason I bring this up is because for this district, for USD 259, it's the reason the bond initiative failed in Goddard. Same problem. Because it's not about kids. It's not about future-ready educations. It's about power. It's about control. And it's about taking more of your hard-earned money without being held accountable for their terrible results. And we have to be prepared. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because four of the USD 259 board members are up for re-election this fall. Some have a primary in August. Either way, they'll all be on the ballot in November. And I've talked to Kathy Bond. She does not support another bond initiative. I've talked to Diane Albert. She does not support another bond initiative. Both of them recognize the voters spoke. The voters sent a message. And before you go back to voters for more money, you should start at least addressing their concerns. I haven't had a chance to talk to Hazel Stabler. I'd like to. I've got a call into her. But we need to make sure that we start there because the board will have to approve any other request for a bond. But folks, because four members of the school board, that's enough to, that's control right there. Four members of USD 259 school board are up for re-election. So you need to make sure you know where every candidate stands on this issue. And if they support yet another multi-million dollar tax increase, because that's what this is. This is a tax increase. So as you start hearing, you know, forums and conversations with candidates and coffees and meet and greets and whatever, start asking these candidates, did you support the last bond? Will you support a new one if it comes up or when? Because it's not an if, it's going to come. So the question then is, when it comes, will you support it? And why or why not? What did you think of the last? Do you think that we should just ignore the will of the voters who said no? What's different now? What makes this vote any different than the last? Because the answer is nothing. The only thing different is your greed. Nothing's changed. You haven't listened. You just want the money. You failed the last time. You just want more money. Because that's the only, it's just, you didn't like the outcome. Well, just because you don't like the outcome doesn't mean you get a do-over. Do-overs only work when you're playing tiddlywinks. You know, when you're 12 years old or 5 years old or 8 years old and you're on the school playground. Do-overs don't work in this. And when you're coming back for multiple hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer rate property tax increases to people who are on fixed incomes or retirees, you don't get a do-over. So again, four members, Julie Hedrick, Hazel Stabler, Kathy Bond, Diane Albert, they're up for re-election. I'm afraid we're going to know where Julie is because she's a Democrat. She's a liberal. She votes with the unions. She'll do what the unions tell her to do. We'll see. We'll ask. I predict where she'll be. I'm hoping Hazel will be where Diane and Kathy are. I'm hoping Hazel, who is a Republican, I'm hoping Hazel will be with the other three. I'm hoping Hazel will be a no. Then all we have to do is put pressure on Julie Hedrick. Or better yet, vote her out. She has an opponent. Vote her out. And get someone in there who will stand for taxpayers, who will stand for account, who will insist on accountability. Look, if they need more money, we'll give them more money if they'll be accountable for outcomes, if they'll deliver, if we can see marked deliverable change and improvement in outcomes. But when you have 19% of your students who can read, when 81% of your kids can't read and 84% of your kids can't do basic math, come on. You not only don't deserve more money, you deserve to be fired. You deserve to be out on your derriere. You sure as heck don't deserve any more taxpayer money. And those are facts. I'm not making that up. 8 out of 10 students are not at grade level in basic subjects. And yet every year we keep giving them more and more and more money. Money's not the solution. And now is the time you can make a difference because they're up for re-election. So make sure you know where every candidate stands on this issue and if they support yet another multi-million dollar tax increase. Trust me, you're going to hear this from me. I'm not going to let this go. I'm like a dog with a bone on this kind of stuff. I will not let this go. Trust me. In the meantime, I wish again a happy Father's Day to our listeners out there and have a great week. Carry on, fellow deplorables.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.